From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Modern Pest Services, committed to offering eco-friendly pest control solutions. Learn more at modernpest.com.
Five more people with COVID-19 have died in Maine, and the Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting 28 new cases today. Protesters turned out across the state yesterday to condemn police brutality and call for racial equality. More on that story ahead. And President Donald Trump's planning a visit to a swab manufacturer in Guilford on Friday, marking his first stop in Maine since he was elected. Robbie Feinberg reports that local officials are offering few details on the visit, but they're already getting ready for potentially large gatherings in town.
According to a White House official, President Trump will visit Guilford on Friday to tour Puritan Medical Products, which manufactures specialized testing swabs that are being used in COVID-19 tests. But locally, town officials offered few details on the Friday visit. A Guilford town selectman directed questions to town manager Joanna Turner, who provided a statement saying that the town has, quote, yet to be contacted directly by the White House about Trump's visit, but is proud of the work being done at Puritan. A company spokesperson didn't return a request for comment. Some state leaders have expressed concerns about the visit. In a conference call on Monday, Governor Janet Mills told Trump that she was concerned that his appearance could cause security problems in the state. In a message posted to Facebook on Tuesday, Piscataquis County Sheriff Robert Young said that his office is working with the Secret Service, as well as state and local law enforcement agencies, around the event. A peaceful protest has already been planned in Guilford for Friday afternoon. In the event's online description, organizers say they hope it will show the president that there's disagreement with the way he's handling police brutality issues, and quote that even rural Maine isn't a place to hide from the protests. On Facebook, Piscataquis Sheriff Young said that he'd spoken with the protest organizers and is asking them and those opposing the protest to conduct any actions peacefully. Meanwhile, another complicating factor could be the local high school's socially distanced graduation event, which is set to take place on Friday evening. Superintendent Kelly McFadden says the district has spoken with town officials and law enforcement about Trump's appearance and will shift any graduation plans if needed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
In weather tonight, a few showers with lows in the low 40s to the low 50s. What began as a large but peaceful protest last night in Portland ultimately resulted in confrontations with police and 23 arrests. Ed Morin has details.
An estimated 1,000 people gathered in front of the Portland police station to protest the police killings of unarmed African Americans, including George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis while being held on the ground by police. At about 8:30, after speakers had finished addressing the gathering in downtown Portland, some protesters left the area.
There was a group of people that chose to stay, which was fine. Shortly after that is when, you know, some violent acts started to occur.
Portland Police Lieutenant Robert Martin says protesters attempted to damage police vehicles positioned at intersections to keep roads closed, and some blocked police cars from leaving the area. Martin says members of the crowd threw bottles, rocks, bricks, and urine at police, none of whom was seriously hurt. Several trash cans were set on fire. He says a store was broken into by a large group just after 9 p.m. The driver of a tractor-trailer delivery truck was charged with reckless conduct with a dangerous weapon after driving through a group of protesters gathered in front of the police station. No one was hit by the truck.
About an hour, I guess, after that was when we finally took enforcement action, made our first arrest. We'd been issuing orders to disperse for close to an hour before any arrests were made.
22 of the arrests were for failure to disperse. Martin says Portland police will do everything they can to make sure protesters can exercise their First Amendment rights, but have to take action in response to violent criminal acts. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ed Morin.
And after last night's events, Portland city leaders are calling for unity. Patty White reports. We'll start with Portland City Councilor Spencer Thibodeau.
Thibodeau says, like so many others, he's angered by the death of George Floyd, who died while being pinned down by Minneapolis police. After several days of protests, Thibodeau is hoping that the community will unite to demand better from those in power.
And we can do it in a peaceful and pragmatic way. And so my hope as, you know, as one African-American male is that they'll join me in those efforts to create a dialogue where change can happen.
Portland Mayor Kate Snyder says that will hopefully happen at a planned protest Wednesday afternoon. She says she's among several city leaders who will join the crowd.
Along with, I think, the majority of the city council, police chief and city manager and other staff, really to be listening.
The Portland City Council passed a resolution Monday night denouncing racism. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Maine's congressional delegation, meanwhile, is defending the right to protest peacefully, but most so far have relied on written statements and tweets to express their opinions about recent demonstrations over police violence. Mal Leary has details.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who did agree to an interview, says the right to protest is guaranteed by the Constitution and that President Trump's use of an 1807 law to authorize military action against protests is improper. She says the Insurrection Act was intended to give presidents a tool to put down a revolution, not to clear a site for a photo op.
As he is saying, "I stand with peaceful protesters," he has military forces across the street in a park where people traditionally protest. They're doing so in a peaceful way before the curfew comes into D.C., and he's tear gassing them to get them out of the park.
Pingree says the president ordered demonstrators be dispersed so that he could hold a photo op in front of a church that had been damaged in an earlier protest. She fears that his planned trip Friday to Guilford, Maine, where swabs used in COVID-19 tests are made, is just part of his re-election effort.
If he was coming here to bring a message of unity and talking about, you know, the challenging times in our country and how to bring people forward, instead of doing what appears like it will be an attempt to have a political rally in the second congressional district.
Trump won the district in 2016, getting its single electoral vote. Republican Senator Susan Collins gave a speech in the Senate Monday on the importance of the right to peaceably protest, underscoring its constitutional protection. She said in an interview that the president should be trying to calm the situation.
I don't think it was the right thing to do for the president to stage this event last night in the midst of this peaceful protest.
Collins says she was upset to watch the use of military force to clear the area so the president could hold his photo op. As for his visit to Maine, she says the governor has made it clear the visit poses a security risk, but does not know if the president will listen to her concerns. Independent Senator Angus King declined an interview request. His spokesman said, quote, "Senator King is yielding airtime and attention to the voices in the hotspots who deserve to be heard at this point, and sharing his thoughts primarily via social media right now." King was critical of Trump in several tweets, saying, quote, "His callous use of a church and the Christian Bible as props in a political stunt, which demeaned people of faith, degraded the office of the presidency, and insulted the American people." Second District Congressman Jared Golden did not respond to a request for an interview. He did issue a statement Monday supporting the right of all Americans to peaceably protest. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.